بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. It proceeds then that the creed of Islam, the creed of Ahl al-Sunnah. And when you put the term Sunnah in its general meaning, it means Islam. And Islam is Sunnah, and the Sunnah is Islam. This creed is the creed of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This creed is the creed of his companions. May Allah be pleased with them all. And anyone who opposes that, then he subjects himself to the severe punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his wrath. There are ways and means that brings to the attention of the believers and puts before them this creed. Such means and ways could be through lectures. It could be through other ways of communications, including of course writing and authorship. And from the treatise on this creed is the creed entitled, or the book entitled, The Correct Creed by the young Sheikh Dr. Abdus Salam bin Burgess, may Allah's mercy be upon him, who died recently and whom we gave a biography in the first lecture about him. We all know that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam described that this ummah will divide into 73 sects, all of them in hellfire except one. And this one, the definition of in which was made clear by him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه وأصحابي اليوم. Whoever is on that which I am upon and my companions are upon today. This is the criteria to hold firm to the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in creed and in actions, and to the way of his followers from the companions, and on top of them are the four rightly guided caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. This path is one group. Who holds to the following creed? Number one, that Allah, the Most High, is singled alone singled out in creation, kingdom, and running of affairs. قال الله تعالى في سورة الأعراف chapter 7 verse 54: إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين. Indeed, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then he stawa, rose over, ascended the throne, really in a manner that suits his majesty. He brings the night as a cover over the day, seeking it rapidly, and he created the sun, the moon, the stars, subjected to his command. Surely his is the creation and commandment. Blessed be Allah, the Lord of all that exists. And he said subhanahu wa ta'ala about himself in Surah Ash-Shura 42-49, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He creates what He wills, and He bestows female offspring upon whom He wills, and bestows male offspring upon whom He wills. And in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 2, قال الله تعالى له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. His is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. It is He who gives life and causes death, and He is able to do all things. This, singling Allah alone in creation, in the kingdom, and in running the affairs, is known as Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Is known as Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. This is its meaning. To single Allah alone in lordship, meaning that He is the creator, to Him belongs everything, and He runs the affairs of all things. This is a matter settled within people's nature. No one disputes about it, whether he is a Muslim or a kafir. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning the kuffar in Surah Luqman 25, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. And if you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask them, who has created the heavens and the earth? They, the mushriks, will certainly say Allah. Say, all praises and thanks be to Allah, but most of them know not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserted in Surah Yusuf in 12:106, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And most of them, believe not in Allah except that they attribute partners unto Him. Mujahid, the scholar of tafsir, rahimahullah, said about most of them belief, that their belief here means that Allah is our creator, and He is the one who provides for us, and He is the one who causes us to die. This is iman, this is faith with shirk. Why? Because they attributed partners unto Him. The mushriks did not believe that their gods are associates of Allah in lordship, in the creation. They believed that this was to Allah alone, and that their gods are means of nearness, bringing them closer to Allah. and taken as intercessors with Allah. This is clearly said in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated about them in Surah Az-Zumar 39:3. أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصُ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفًا. Surely the religion is for Allah alone, the pure religion. And those who take as protectors and helpers besides Him, they say, we worship them only that they may bring us near to Allah. And in Surah Fatir, verse 40, قال الله تعالى قل أرأيتم شركاءكم قل أرأيتم شركاءكم الذين تدعون من دون الله أروني ماذا خلقوا من الأرض أم لهم شرك في السماوات أم آتيناهم كتابا فهم على بينة منه بل إن يعد الظالمون بعضهم بعضا إلا غرورا. سورة فاطر verse 40. Say, O Muhammad, tell me or inform me, what do you think about your so-called partners with God or partner gods to whom you call upon besides Allah? Show me what they have created of the earth. Show me what they have created of the earth. Or have they any share in the heavens? Or have we given them a book so that they act on clear proofs therefrom? Nay, but they promise one another nothing but delusions, those polytheists and wrongdoers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the mushriks of Quraysh in Surah As-Saffat verse 36. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. Truly, when it was said to them, La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, they puffed themselves up with pride. They denied it. And they said, Are we going to abandon our gods for the sake of a mad poet? And Allah spoke about them saying in Surah Sad 38, verse 5, أجعل الآلهة إلها واحدة إن هذا لشيء عجاب. Has he made the آلهة, the gods, into one god, Allah? Verily, this is a curious thing. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed this tawheed of lordship and asserted it for a purpose, in order that it be a denotion, a proof that He, Allah, is the only true God who deserves to be worshipped alone, meaning to prove the second type of tawheed, and that is the tawheed of divinity or of godship, that Allah alone is the true God worthy of worship, and which is known as tawheed al-uluhiyya. Because the Tawheed of Lordship necessitates that no true God to be worshipped except Allah. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2, verse 21. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O mankind, worship your Lord. Look at this. Worship your Lord, who created you and those who were before you. Because He created you, He provided for you, He possesses everything. So, worship Him. He is entitled for worship as the only true God who deserves it, since He is the Lord. Him being the Lord necessitates that He should be worshipped. And that's why Allah commanded here, O mankind, worship your Lord. And in Az-Zumar 39, verse 6, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ لا إله إلا هو فأنا تصرفون. Look at it carefully. The coming verse in Surah Az-Zumar 39:6. Such is Allah your Lord. His is the kingdom. More details of lordship. His is the kingdom. So لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He. How then are you turned away? And in Surah Quraysh, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Surah Quraysh. So let them worship Allah. Look at this. Who? The Lord of this house, the Kaaba. Since He is the Lord, He deserves to be worshipped alone. Not only that, He gives you details. Who has fed them against hunger and has made them safe from fear? The Lord, the Creator, the Provider, the Sustainer, deserves to be worshipped alone. So let them worship Him. So Allah mentioned that He is Himself alone, the Creator and the Provider. And they don't have a doubt concerning this, as we learned earlier. And therefore He made this as a pleading argument, a proof against them, meaning that your attestation to His Lordship obligates you to have the worship sincere for Him, associating no partners with Him in worship. Let us take Surah An-Naml 27, verse by verse, from 59, and then we'll go all the way to 63, but in steps, inshallah. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. الله خير أما يشركون. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, praise and thanks be to Allah, and peace be on His slaves whom He has chosen for His message. Is Allah better, or all that you ascribe as partners to Him? Of course, Allah is better. Next verse. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Is not He better than your gods who created the heavens and the earth and sent down for you water, rain from the sky? وَأَنزَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مَّعَ اللَّهِ. Is not He better than your gods who created the heavens and the earth and sends down for you water, rain from the sky, whereby we cause to grow wonderful gardens full of beauty and delight? It is not in your ability to cause the growth of their trees. Is there an ilah with Allah? بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ. No, but, or nay, but they are people who ascribe equals to Him. Furthermore, in 61, أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Is not he better than your gods who has made the earth as a fixed abode and has placed rivers in its midst and has placed fair mountains therein, and has set a barrier between the two seas of salt and sweet water? Is there an ilah, God, with Allah? Nay, but most of them know not. 62. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. All attributes of Allah concerning His Lordship, necessitating His worship. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Is not he better than your gods who responds to the distressed one when he calls him, and who removes the evil and makes you inheritors of the earth generations after generations? Is there an ilah worthy of worship with Allah? Little is that you remember. The last one, 63. أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Is not he better than your gods who guides you in the darkness of the land and the sea, and who sends the winds as heralds of glad tidings going before his mercy rain? Is there any ilah, God, with Allah? High exalted be Allah above all that they associate as partners to him. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denies for them those who attest that He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and He is the one who brings benefit and the one causes harm, that this attestation was of no avail to them, no benefit, because they ascribe partners to Him, calling them as they call Him. And this is the clear contradiction and opposition to the revelation and to the intellect, since the one who is qualified with all these actions in creating, providing, giving birth, giving life, taking it away, deserves that he is to be singled out in all acts of obedience. That's why Allah, in these verses here, you can see them one by one, starts by saying, أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there any God with Allah? Look at this beautiful benefit now. Can we take it out, please? Is there any ilah, God, with Allah? Let's have it alone and think about it. Is there any ilah, God, with Allah? أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ, after telling them what He gives them, He is the creator, He is the provider, He is the sustainer, every time He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Allah better? No, not this one. Is there any ilah with Allah? Is there any ilah with Allah? He did not say, please give this your attention. He did not say, is there any creator with Allah? You see that? He didn't say, is there any creator with Allah? Because they don't dispute this matter. They don't dispute this matter. And most of creation don't, except the arrogant ones. Those who benefited from this, now point of benefit, and who understood it, please put one. Okay, alhamdulillah. We need more, inshallah. More people assuring that they did understand this, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Good. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear the futility of ascribing partners to Allah in His Lordship. And if that were to exist, then the heavens and the earth will be ruined. And this is something obvious to the intellect, to the sound intellect. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what He said in Surah Al-Mu'minun 23 verse 91. مَا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِذًا لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقَ وَلَا عَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. No son or offspring or children did Allah beget, nor is there any god along with Him. If there had been many gods, behold, each god would have taken away what he had created, and some would have tried to overcome others. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Far Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above any imperfection. Above what they attribute to Him. Also in Surah Al-Anbiya in 21, and this is also very obvious to the intellect, لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا. Had there been therein, in the heavens and the earth, gods besides Allah, then verily both would have been ruined. Glorified be Allah the Lord of the throne, high is He above what they attribute to Him. This brings the end of the first matter in the correct creed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be singled out in creation, in procession, and in running of the affairs. And from the creed of Ahlul Sunnah, the correct creed of Ahlul Sunnah is the fact that they affirm to Allah what He has affirmed to Himself, and what His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirmed to Him, from the superlative, magnificent, and most beautiful names and attributes. They do not exceed what's in the Quran or go beyond what's in the Quran and Hadith, the affirmed Hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this will be our next stop in this treatise, the correct creed. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it for benefit for myself and for all of you, and may Allah's mercy be upon the Shaykh Abdul Salam bin Barshis. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.